Look upon the birds of the sky. Consider the lilies of the field and how they grow. Yes, this is something that Janina, Mama, Grandma, or Jima always was fond of doing. Perhaps on her morning walk or when working in the garden, to see the wonders of the Lord's creation and his continual presence in this created world. And what is wonderful is that she's now able to see gardens and flowers, birds and animals, even more living and meaningful than she ever could before. In fact, we are taught that when someone recently comes into the spiritual world, they meet friends and family there. And one of the first things done is to show the newcomers around gardens and parks to see the incredible beauty that is possible when the limits of time and space are removed. They use these things to introduce ideas about spiritual truths, heavenly good, and eternal life. This is similar to what Mama or Grandma would do with her own children and grandchildren, walking with them, showing them the birds and the flowers, but always with a view from inside, from heaven, so that they could see the true beauty of nature and feel the Lord's loving creation all around them. Or perhaps just following them and letting them explore on their own, but making sure they were safe. And now she is that child in a wonderful new world being taken around the gardens there, perhaps by her father or her brother Duncan, showing her these wonders and what they really teach about the Lord and his wisdom and his providence. The heavenly doctrine many times compares the beauty of a flower to the heavenly wisdom and the flight and song of a bird to the thought and its affections. Janina heard the Lord's voice in the Sermon on the Mount asking her to look upon the birds of the sky and to consider the lilies of the field, not simply as objects of nature, but as wonders to behold, as reminders of what really matters in life. And what is amazing is that the flowers, which she loves, contain within them in correspondential form both of those things that really matter to Grandma, the Word and her family. But to understand this, we need to look back to the time when her life, the love of her life, began. Yes, we could go back to her childhood when the lilac bush grew outside her bedroom window, and when she and her sister would enjoy the lily of the valley with their grandmother down in the woods. But what would Janina see as the real beginning of her life? For in many ways, her life is her family. And in the beginning, this family for her was the farmer, Mr. Rayner Brown. We read in the Heavenly Doctrines about the correspondence of a flower with marriage and the reason behind why flowers are so important at weddings, even though many don't know why. Mama or Jima probably did, and it is certainly something she would like her family to know. For she would often say something from the Lord to her children, grandchildren, and of course to her husband, and leave them in freedom to think about it for themselves. For she knew the truth speaks for itself and doesn't need to be pushed, although it should be followed, as it leads to such wonderful things. So we read in Conjugal Love the following about a flower, a marriage, and the beginning of life. The state of marriage of a young man with a virgin is the true state initial to genuine marriage. For the conjugal love between them can proceed in its just order, namely from its first heat to its first torch, and then with the useful husband from the first seed, and with the virgin from the flower, and so can germinate, take increase, and bear fruit, and they can introduce each other into all of this. One wonders if you and Janina had any idea in their youth when they married, what wonderful increase, what a wonderful family would come to be. Yet, what went before was necessary for Janina, as her parents loved the Lord and his word, and his wonderful teachings of his second coming, and shared this with their children, and her father especially, with anyone else he could. As a teenager, she might not have realized how much this influenced her, but she certainly received this love and made it her own as she grew into a lovely wife, a mother, and a grandmother. She shared this love with her husband, and in turn, from him, gained the wisdom she so longed for. Not all this happened on the day of the wedding, but it was the beginning, as a flower is where the fruit begins. We read in the work Divine Providence that man's first steps in the marriage of good and truth, that is, the spiritual marriage, are like the flowers which the trees put forth in the springtime. And the spiritual truths are the petals of these flowers. The earliest results of the spiritual marriage are like the beginnings of the fruit, while spiritual goods, which are the goods of charity, are like the fruit. And these are signified by fruit in the word. Wisdom's offspring from love resembles the seed, and by such offspring man becomes as a garden and a paradise. Moreover, man is described in the word by a tree, and his wisdom from love by a garden. But just as spring comes every year with blossoms and flowers springing forth, preparing for new fruits and seeds, and the birds return back year after year, often to the same place where they feel safe and nourished, so also it is with spiritual rebirth and regeneration, which we are taught continues in heaven to eternity. We can see this with the virgins, actually angel wives, at the fountain in the rose garden. Here, the fountain represented the truths of wisdom from their husbands, and the roses, the delights of this wisdom that they receive. For angel wives return to the flower of their youth. So through the years, this wisdom in Janina grew, becoming more and more perceptive, more and more focused on what is truly important. The truths of wisdom are not simply intellectual ideas. Indeed, they are as the petals of a flower, beautiful, but for the sake of the use the flower serves. The heavenly doctrine shows us this difference by comparing a painting of a flower to the actual flower itself. In viewing a painting, we see from the world just the form and color. But when we behold the living flower itself, we can see this from wisdom, from the heavenly perspective, from the perspective of love and for the use to which the spiritual truths of the Lord lead us. Janina knew this so well. For a life on a farm is a life of use, from the cock crowing in the morning or even earlier, to when the chickens settle down in their coop and then some. It is not enough to believe what the word teaches. One must do what the word teaches, for wisdom is of life, and this is the wisdom that Mama loves in Papa. This principle or starting point gave her, with her husband, what could be described as a quiet strength, the conviction that if the Lord has said so in his word, it is true and should be done. The presence of Mama or Grandma appeared as a gentle stream or a laughing brook flowing through her garden. But actually, it was like a powerful unseen current bearing the family along in the right direction. Of course, there would be eddies and back currents at times. People are born natural, not spiritual. But Mama was patient and loving, looking at her children, her grandchildren, and especially her husband, from the wise perspective that she gained through the years of hard work and dedication to her family. Throughout her married life, when the children were young, which was for about the first 30 years. After that, the families of her children, Mama was kept busy, keeping up with all their needs. But she loved this work, baking breads, pies, sticky buns, because she loved to see and still loves to see the joy of her family. For feeling the joy of another as joy in oneself is what loving is. Making her home a real home for the family was something she put her heart and soul into. Whether making dinner for almost the whole family at Easter or tidying up the place when it was all done, it was all part of the joy of her use. She wanted a safe and orderly place for her children and grandchildren, where they can play and work and enjoy the life the Lord gave them. But she also has self-discipline and routine. Whether swimming every day she could, eating her lentil soup while her family ate up the sticky buns, or long walks on the property that she loved and knew, she kept herself doing what was useful and positive. In this, she found time to reflect, for she liked to think before she spoke or acted. And what she especially thought of was the people in her family, each with their own needs, their own uses, as she could see all the different birds and flowers with attention and consideration as unique creations by the Lord. Just as she had a way with helping her plants grow, she also had a way of encouraging her children to grow as well, not just in size, but in character and morality. For like a garden, there needs to be order as well as growth. And her garden grew, not just five pretty maidens all in a row, but also five scruffy farm boys in the row as well. And to her delight, the garden continues to grow with extra daughters and sons joining the family, and with 23 grandchildren and one on the way. Mama loved her babies and the babies of her children. They brought her a special delight. For wisdom has with it the appreciation and perception of genuine innocence. As a good friend said, Janina did not like talking about the faults of others, but she definitely liked to tell the family about the good things happening, and especially the news that another little angel would be coming into the world. And what a joy it was for her to hold the newborn in her arms and smile. And in this smile can be seen the peace and joy of heaven. For we read in the Arcana Celestia, in the state of peace in the Lord's kingdom, all heavenly and spiritual things are, as it were, in their morning and springtide flower and smile, that is, in their happiness itself. This is the smile that will greet her husband when the Lord calls him to join his wife in her garden and home. This is the smile that will greet her children and grandchildren, just as it greeted them as they entered into this world. And as she is being shown around the spiritual gardens today, she will have the pleasure of showing her family around these gardens in the future, in the best time for each of them, which the Lord alone knows and provides for. But even with the family growing as it is, she found the time and focus to pay special attention to each one of them, thinking mostly about what really mattered for them, their eternal welfare in the light of the Lord's word, and their family's present or future. Perhaps when she was caring for baby birds or sick animals, she reflected on the spiritual pains and troubles of those in her growing family, not to see the fault, but to help and encourage, to console and be there for them. For just as she feels the joy of another as her own joy, part of loving is feeling the grief of those she loves as well, and doing what she can to comfort and give hope. And of course, there is no doubt what occupies her mind as well, for she feels your presence as you feel hers. For she is here in the presence of her love in your heart and in the thoughts in your mind. And these are not abstractions, but spiritual realities. For we know from the heavenly doctrine that genuine love determines where we are spiritually, even if someone is in this world and in the next, they can still be together. And this is especially the case for married partners who love each other tenderly. It is called conjugal love in the heavenly doctrine for a reason, because it is the union of souls in the conjunction of minds. It is this reality that Jima, can now see far more clearly than ever before. She can feel the delights of the wisdom of her hardworking husband in the flowers surrounding her. She can hear in the voice of the wood thrush and the bluebirds the spiritual thoughts that bring them into their being. And she can perceive in the scent of the lilacs and lavender there the affections of her family and the love they have for her. But I think the Lord may well spare her the knowledge and especially the feeling that she is the center of attention of those here in Kempton today. That is not something she would enjoy. Rather, as always, she is thinking of those she loves so much, worrying a bit about each of you in a different way, and hoping that you will hear her quiet, unassuming voice, reminding you of all the Lord's teachings about how wonderful the spiritual world can be, letting you know with a gentle tap on your consciousness that her preparation for heaven in this world is done, but that her family, her grandchildren, her children, and her husband she loves still have some more time for this here in the world where we make our eternal choices. as we think of her wonder and joy as she walks through gardens more beautiful than she has ever seen before, we can, if we will, hear her ask us, as the Lord asks us, to look upon the birds of the sky and to consider the lilies of the field and how they grow. And most of all, to remember the words that follow, indeed the very first words of the Lord's second coming in the beginning of the Arcana Celestia. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its justice, and all these things shall be added unto you.